What's in it for you? Teaching tip. One of the most important additions to a lesson that you give should be your testimony. Often the most powerful spiritual witness your students will receive will come as you describe the process you went through to gain a testimony of the principle you are teaching. Never underestimate the power of the Holy Ghost to confirm your words. Just bearing testimony could be the most powerful lesson you give. Mutual activity ideas. Read over the blessings listed in the article Idea List Temple Blessings Now and Later that come from staying worthy to attend the temple. If possible, plan a trip to the nearest temple. Encourage those who have never attended the temple to plan to go with a group. Make specific goals for getting recommends and planning transportation. Make sure as many youth as possible are involved. Plan a record-breaking event. Read about the youth in Ottawa, Canada, setting a world record singing hymns in the article, Singing a New World Record, in this issue. You may not be able to plan an event on that scale, but you'll find smaller events just as much fun. Perhaps you could have a huge hula hoop contest or checkers tournament with dozens of people playing at the same time. You can even expand the evening to include parents, younger siblings, and friends. Family home evening ideas. Spend an evening with your family putting together an emergency plan for evacuating the house, or decide which person your family member should call or where they should meet if away from the home during an emergency. Conclude by reading together the story from President David O. McKay, Gospel Classics, Don't Be Afraid, in this issue, and discuss how prayer can help calm your fears. Instead of carving pumpkins, try carving other vegetables or fruit. If children are too young to handle knives, provide colored markers. Sunday lesson helps. In addition to the resource guides printed in May and November in the Ensign and Liahona, young women and Aaronic priesthood teachers may find these additional resources helpful in enhancing Lessons 41 through 45. Young Women Manual 3, Lesson 41, Being Dependable, David A. Bednar, Be Honest, in this issue. Poster, Finish, New Era, September 2005, page 19. Lesson 42, Preparing for Change. Thomas S. Monson, A Code to Live By, New Era, September 2005, page 4. Dallin H. Oaks, The Right Thing at the Right Time, New Era, July 2005, page 4. Q&A, I'm 18 and I just graduated, but I don't know what my next step should be. New Era, July 2005, page 16. Lesson 43, Associations with Others. Keith R. Waters, Get Me Out of This. New Era, June 2005, page 8. Katie Laird, Tears for Ashley. New Era, February 2005, page 34. Lesson 44, Avoiding Crisis Living. Articles of Faith, The Girl in the Mirror, New Era, August 2005, page 12. Richard G. Scott, Making Hard Decisions, New Era, June 2005, page 4. Lesson 45, Choosing a Vocation. Behind the Scenes, Shauna Butler, in this issue. The Perfect Pattern, Lacey McMurray, New Era, September 2005, page 46. Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3. Lesson 41, Becoming More Like Our Savior. Q&A, How Can I Help Motivate My Family to Have Family Home Evening? Family Prayer and Family Scripture Study, in this issue. Four Heavenly Helps, Charles W. Dahlquist II, New Era, August 2005, page 44. Lesson 42, Being Humble and Teachable. Lindsay T. Dill, If You Listen, New Era, July 2005, page 8. Caroline H. Bensley, Be Humble, New Era, September 2002, page 36. Lesson 43, Thoughts and Language. Brian D. Stenquist, This Recruit Does Not Swear, Sir, in this issue. Poster, Mental Floss, in this issue. Q&A, Pornography is Ruining My Life. New Era, August 2005, page 16. Poster, Free Filter, New Era, June 2005, page 17. Lesson 44, Service to Others. Storming into Service. New Era, September 2005, page 40. Brett M. Condon, Murmuring and Mowing, New Era, July 2004, page 8. Lesson 45, Strengthening Testimonies by Bearing Them, by Vaclava Sabovada, Staying Converted in This Issue. W. Rolf Kerr, Soapbox Convert, New Era, June 2004, page 42. End of the section, What's in it for you?